Today, Democratic presidential hopeful Howard Dean took his campaign outside the federal restrictions on campaign spending. Since 1976, most presidential candidates have chosen to accept a limit on how much they spend in the primaries, and in return, they get federal donations to their campaigns. For a second straight election, President Bush is rejecting the money, which means that he can spend unlimited amounts. And today in Vermont, Howard Dean also said he would try to raise and spend unlimited amounts, a decision that he said was approved by his supporters voting online.
Today, by a margin of 85% to 15%, the people who made this campaign possible have voted to decline public financing.
And Governor Howard Dean joins us now by phone from Burlington, Vermont. Governor, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Can you just explain why you thought it was so important to take this step?
George Bush is raising $200 million from the most important corporate titans in America. Most middle-class people and working people in this country have been forgotten by the president. We want our country back, and the way to do it is to get 2 million people to give you $100 apiece, and that's what we're going to try to do. Our campaign is campaign finance reform. We've raised more money than every other Democrat in this race by getting 200,000 people to give us an average of $77.
Governor, you've said you need to get the extra money in order to compete with President Bush. Should some of your Democratic rivals, including John Kerry, now go outside the financing limits in order to be able to compete with you?
I think that's a decision they have to make. We think that 2 million people will gladly pay $100 in this country in order to send George Bush back to Crawford, Texas for a permanent vacation. We put this out to a vote to our supporters, and they voted by an 85 to 15 margin that we should drop out of the public finance system and raise the money ourselves in small donations.
Well, explain that to me a little bit more, if you can. Exactly who was eligible to vote in this internet poll that you conducted?
Everybody who ever gave us money, people who were on our internet system, which is about 500,000 people, and we had over 100,000 of them vote. What we're doing is campaign finance reform. If other candidates could do this, they will.
Should some people be suspicious of the fact that you are opting out of the only campaign restrictions that there really are at this point? Whether the system is flawed or not, it's the only system there is.
The problem is the campaign finance system works to the interest of George Bush, who dropped out of it a long time ago, and it hurts Democrats. If we stayed in, we'd be limited to spend $45 million, which we'd all be broke by April 1st, no matter who wins the nomination. And George Bush would have $170 million left to beat the daylights out of us until the convention. That is a prescription for Democrats losing.
One other thing, if I might along these lines, Governor, I know that a number of campaign finance reform groups have publicly said that they are not going to criticize your course. They've said that perhaps your course is necessary because of what President Bush has done. But some of them are also calling on you to limit your spending, at least during the Democratic primaries, to $45 million, which is how much people who stay within the system would spend. Are you going to make such a pledge?
We haven't made that decision yet. We just gave up $18 million in financing, so we have a long, long way to go before we get anywhere close to having $45 million. We will make a decision on that, but we haven't even had that discussion yet.
Under what circumstances would you go ahead and spend as much as you possibly could in the primaries?
We just haven't had any discussions about that. We just haven't talked about it at all.
In the course of making this news over the last couple of days and generating this tremendous attention among your supporters, I'm told that you've also generated a good deal more money.
We have. We've raised about $500,000 in small donations, and we have about $5 million in pledges in small donations now.
That have just come in the last couple of days?
Yeah. Now, that's really important, but our goal is to match the president.
A lot of people have quoted the military officer in Vietnam who famously said we had to destroy the village in order to save it. Are you in any way destroying the village of campaign finance reform in order to save it?
I would argue that a campaign that's going to try to raise $100 apiece from 2 million people is campaign finance reform. And if this succeeds, what I'd like to do is make into law what we've done and say you can only give small donations and you have spending limits that work for both parties, not just for the Democratic Party, and that we'll have runoff voting in case we get more than one candidate, so we have somebody who wins with 50% of the vote.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is a Democratic presidential candidate who has today renounced public financing for that campaign in the primary. Governor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.